listen, right now on InfoWars.com, we have the headline, Terror Expert London Bombings Mastermind is MI6 Asset. Group was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 90s, also in the mid-90s. They were paid by MI6 to try to assassinate Muammar Gaddafi. And on Fox News Channel's Dayside program yesterday, it was revealed by former Justice Department prosecutor and terror expert John Loftus that the mastermind of the last two wave of the last two waves of bombings, Al-Marjan Group, based in London, that its former head is the mastermind, and that this individual is admittedly MI6 and is being protected. And again, this is just mainstream news that they're openly coming out and saying that the individual who masterminded the London bombings of 7/7 and 7/21 is an MI6 asset being protected right now. And then they engage in these psychological gymnastics of explaining why MI6 is protecting him. And then it came out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer just a few weeks ago. They kind of went back to a Seattle Times article from 99 where the FBI wanted to bust this guy setting up terrorist training camps there in Washington State, and they were told no by the higher-ups in Washington, leave them alone. So bottom line, George, you take this and you combine it with the documentation that on the very morning of 7/7, at the exact same time, exact same places, and we have this from the BBC, Channel 5, as well as ITN, that the British government was running a drill in...
with 1,000 people.
Yes, in conjunction with Visor consultants of the exact same places, exact same time, being bombed, it fits 9/11. The government runs a drill of hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. When Putin's people in 99 got caught planting bombs in a fourth apartment building in Moscow, when the Moscow police caught them, they said, oh, it's just part of a drill. Why do governments run these drills? Because they can, again, even hire a private group to run a drill. That way, when the NSA and others are listening to chatter, National Security Agency, they hear this chatter and think, oh, it's just a drill. And if any of the government operatives that are carrying these attacks out get caught, they can say, oh, no, we're just taking part in the drill. So you have the drill. That's always just the number one key indicator that it's a globalist operation. And then on top of it, we find out that this longtime MI6 super double agent gopher is running around funding and controlling this whole operation. It fits the exact same modus operandi or signature or a basic wavelength of what's happened in past globalist-sponsored terror events. But again, it's very small groups within our governments orchestrating this, working through the terrorists that they control to carry out these attacks, George.
Have you heard any mainstream media? Any. Now, there was a little clip on the BBC. You had it on your two websites. We had the clip on this program. Any mainstream media at all report on what I think is the most unbelievable portion of that entire situation in London? And that's what you've been talking about right now. And that's the training exercise of 1,000 people on a subway in that region at that exact time. I have not seen one major media outlet, not Fox, not CNN, someone correct me if I'm wrong, do a complete report on that secret training exercise, which the guy who headed it up said, I can't tell you who the client is. It's confidential. I haven't seen that anywhere. Alex, have you?
No. In fact, we called Peter Power of Visor Consultants over and over again, and all he would do was release a mass form email and letter. The Russian news has reported on it. The Chinese news has reported. One Canadian newspaper has reported on it.
And he said that live on the BBC. It was like the day after, wasn't it?
Well, the night of the event, he was on BBC Radio Channel 5. And the next day, he was on ITN TV, and literally, George, it was like he was reading a script. He said the exact same thing. Then there has been one major TV network that has brought it up to Peter Power. That was Channel 4, and that was just last week, almost 3 weeks after the bombings. And he said, okay, it's two groups I was working for. I cannot tell you. And then another little blurb came out on BBC last week, and they said, well, we can confirm that one of the groups he was working with was private, and the other was London Transportation. And the head of London Transportation, by the way, is a former top assistant to the director of the Central Intelligence Agency during the first Bush administration, and he was one of the top people managing the attacks on 9/11. That is the response in New York City, and we have details of all these individuals on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But for those that don't know, Harun Rashid Aswat, this is the new information, Harun Rashid Aswat, we talked about this last week. It was just little blurbs in the back of British newspapers. It was picked up Monday by Fox News, and Fox News came right out with it. I was shocked and actually told the truth and said he is a MI6 asset and is being protected, and the CIA is hopping mad and wants him arrested, but we really can't complain too much because the FBI wanted to arrest him for having a huge terrorist camp in Washington in 99, in Washington State, and they were ordered by the White House to leave him alone. In fact, we even have that video clip up there, George, if you want to watch it during the break. It says, terror expert 77 Mastermind was working for British intelligence. Group was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 1990s. I mean, watching this little clip of Fox News and reading the transcript, it's like listening to George Norrie or Alex Jones. I mean, you're right. This stuff is really starting to come out.